Obviously a full complement of forwards and defense and a goaltender and guys at different levels of their development. Some guys that will have a little more time going to college. A couple guys that play junior hockey and you'll make some decisions on them quicker. So it's all in all, it's good.
Any of these players have an opportunity, do you think, to play for your hockey club in October?
Well, again, the ones that get to come to training camp, from the junior aspect of things, they'll be given a chance to show where they're at. And the play will dictate what level of development that they're at this time.
Kevin, how aggressive do you expect to be in a week from now, July 1st, when that rolls around, and a chance to maybe improve your hockey?
Well, I think that we're going to look at all avenues, and we'll be as aggressive as is feasible and reasonable. And this is going to be a process that's going to take some time. There's not going to be a quick fix that's going to be out there just to say one guy is going to put us over the top. So for now, we'll spend some time going over a couple of things with the pro scouting staff and getting ready for free agency.
I wonder how your conversation went today with Dustin Byfuglien when he had a chance to come meet your crew at the table.
Oh, it was great. The Buff came down and had a great chance to reacquaint ourselves there from a little while ago. But it was great for the for the kids that did get drafted during the time that he was down there and got a chance to meet him and see him and spend some time with them. And Buff is a real jovial guy that can light up a room type thing. So we had a good couple of laughs. And, I know that him and Claude spent some quality time together, which was great as well.
Kevin, it looked like you drafted towards size today. Is that just today's NHL, or is that an emphasis that you put on or your scouts put on?
I think that size and speed are the things that you hope to kind of accomplish if you can. If you can get that kind of combination, that's something that you'd certainly like. But I think today's player, you have to be ready to take anything. And did we target size? No. Are we happy that the guys that we got have size? Sure.
A lot of the teams are having the young kids come to town over the next few weeks. Are you guys going to do that?
Unfortunately, due to the timing of things, we're not set up to have that. From the standpoint, Atlanta wasn't having a development camp, so really the infrastructure wasn't in place as far as getting your own. The picks are from the draft are one thing, but having your prospects that you already have in your system coming as well. So we're going to be involved in a rookie camp, before the regular schedule next year, and that'll be a good opportunity for the kids to show themselves.
So you've got your name, you've got your coach, the draft is over, all in about 24 to 48 hours here. What's next?
Well, I was sitting with Zinger actually after we made our last pick, and I turned to him, I said, all right, cross that one off the list, and let's go on to the next thing. So there's lots of different things that we have to accomplish, but again, bit by bit, we'll get it all done.
Which rookie tournament will you guys be participating in?
I think that's still in the works, but we'll definitely be a part of one of them.
Talk about the frenetic pace that all this happened for you leaving the Blackhawks and right into the draft and everything else.
Well, things happened very, very quickly, and it was something that I was very excited about the opportunity to do it. And I knew that with the passion of the organization and the infrastructure that was in place and the people that I'd have at my side, it was going to be something that was going to be a fun task to undertake. But it was, obviously there's lots of things that still need to happen. So, slowly we're etching away at that list, and it's going to be a busy, busy summer from the free agency standpoint, from the team building standpoint, but then also from the relocation of the team standpoint.
Kevin, we've seen Dale and Stan work some deals. Have you talked to Stan already? Have you had any?
Yeah, Stan and I chatted on a couple of things, but Stan had some big things on the go that were maybe a little bit, not the direction that I was looking at this point in time. But we had some good conversations. They gave me some good support along the way, and we had a couple of good laughs. So we'll have to wait for our first Chicago-Winnipeg deal.
Did you get close on Mike Richards at all, or?
I'm not going to discuss about anything that we, may or may not have been in.
What part did Adam Lowry's lineage play in drafting him in the third round?
Well, I think that you know what you're going to get from him as far as how he's going to play. But our scouts really like his compete level, really like his character, and I think that fits in with the mold that we talked about wanting to bring players into this organization with.
defenseman from Green Bay, is going to college, I assume? Or?
Yeah, going to college. And, you know, again, so you have the opportunity to let them develop a little bit more and get a chance to see how their development curve will be. And, you know, if he's a guy that, needs all the 4 years, you have that luxury of doing that.
Where's he going, though? Where's he?
I believe it's CC. He was, he's a player that, is an extremely good skater. He's got great size. He is going to college as well. And he's a player that, again, in today's game, the way he skates, the way he moves, along with his size, it's a very, very interesting prospect. So, again, he has some development time, and we're real excited about that possibility.
We have a chance to sit down with JP now. They have a little more time.
Yeah, we chatted today, and he's going to get in touch with you a little later today to see what kind of time frame we have for each other.
Still getting a good vibe though. That's a deal that can get done.
Well, again, we haven't sat down and talked. He was busy with a lot of his prospects in the draft. Obviously, he knew that we had lots of things that needed to get taken care of in this time. So I think I'm excited about it.
Have you talked to Andrew at all in the last few days?
I haven't talked to Andrew, but several different people within the organization have talked to him about various different things.
Okay. Talk coming in here about just kind of getting accustomed to the scouting staff that Atlanta had. Thoughts on what Marcel was able to do and kind of his role and your whole staff moving forward?
Well, I thought our staff was very prepared. I thank them, after our last pick. They were very thorough in their analysis to me when I asked the questions with regards to, some of the players that I may not have known as well as they have. And the players that I did know and I did ask some questions, our comments and our thoughts were pretty similar. So it was good. And, the draft in some respects is something that you have no control over as far as how the picks go. And you got to guess a little bit with respect to where they might fall. But we were fortunate that, the players that we were able to acquire with the draft, we have good feelings with and good, thoughts on. So we're excited.
So is Marcel your head scout moving forward right now then?
Well, we're going to, take the time after the draft to kind of evaluate everything. Lots of decisions had to be made very, very quickly, moving up to the draft. We can kind of, slow that process down a little bit. We do want to expand our amateur scouting staff, at some point in time here in the near future to, both on the North American side and the European side. And, that's a commitment that, ownership has given us that we'll have that latitude. So we'll sit down, probably after free agency and, start looking at those aspects of the organization.